Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In my father-in-law's basement was a large room full of cans. Peas, beans, asparagus, tuna, you name it, he bought it. We called that room the Museum of Canned Goods. You see, many of them became true relics. Labels would fall off, tops would dome with incipient botulism. My father-in-law would just throw them out and buy more. He loved to cook for large crowds. He also grew up in the Depression. He knew about hardship, and he hated to see people hungry. When he died, the museum was safely decommissioned. But I've been thinking about it lately. This COVID-19 epidemic seems a lot like the 1930s. The jobs lost, the businesses closed, the anxiety. And we're starting to behave the way people did back then, hoarding stuff, but also working together, helping each other, yearning for the moment when, as that Depression ditty went, happy days are here again. And once those days arrive, things will change. First, our hyperpartisan divisiveness must end. Big national traumas tend to do that. Happened after the Depression, also World War II. Today, we're seeing that divided government doesn't get stuff done, and we're discovering much that needs doing. Healthcare, for instance. We can no longer afford a costly, fragmented system that covers only some of us. Second, we've learned our winner-take-all economy is unfair, unstable, and not very efficient. Tried to buy a mask lately? Our newly socialist government is now supplementing paychecks. I don't know if this will lead to a guaranteed income, a living wage, a stronger safety net, but we've seen enough suffering to know that unchained capitalism doesn't work. Third, this particular catastrophe will end, but others are right behind it. Many involve the environment one way or another. We just learned we can focus our collective energy on a big problem. Well, there's none bigger than the planet. My father-in-law and his generation didn't just survive the Depression. They used it to change our whole system. The New Deal, with its breathtaking reforms and protections, has made our lives better in many ways. And so, our epidemic, for all its destructiveness and despair, has given us a once-in-a-generation opportunity to reimagine, to rebuild America, one can at a time. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.